Yes, now we have something to share with you. And I would like to really ask Bhujan Prabhu to open this, because I must say it is Bhujan Prabhu's, I would say, vision and his insistence on the vision, which moves this aspect of what we are doing forward. I think we can speak openly about the elephant in the pandal, that is the things no one wants to talk about, but it's right before our eyes. That is, the accommodations are very modest, let us say like this, and from it a lot of austerities are inflicted upon those who are not yet accustomed to live in Vrindavan, who are guests here. And also the atmosphere this year was quite no major disturbances happened. I'm still afraid of the big marriage music, which could explode any moment and make communication very difficult. But so far, so good. Bhujan Prabhu thought it is very important that we can offer Srila Prabhupada the service to give the devotees a proper retreat center. And that is that vision is really manifesting in stone and bricks before our very eyes, and I think you were all there and saw what, under the able guidance of Vrindavan Vinavan Vinod. I keep on inventing new names. Which Vrindavan Vinod has really, he oversees that he's the gift of Giriraj as far as we are concerned, to see that this comes up beyond our highest expectations. Really good. So Bhujan Prabhu, may I request you to share a little bit with us that vision and about the Govardhan Retreat Center.
Thank you. But I won't say it's my vision alone. It comes from very much from our association and our and the retreats that we hold together, and also for the devotees. It just at some point it became clear to me, even clearer to me. Perhaps it was a few years ago, when we were during the Hari Nam Day, and there was rain pouring down all over the pandal, and somehow or another it just hit me that even on a more deep level that we've created this in Vrindavan, but there was an incredible sort of magic bubble, and that was that we were doing basically nothing other than hearing and chanting Krishna's glories in the presence of Giriraj Govardhan. The dust of Vrindavan is there, the amazing trees are here, but the dominant person here is Giriraj Govardhan. And what hit me so strongly was that what had been created, Giriraj's mercy, had come so strongly that every person was happy. And every person was beyond the usual mental tortures and mental confusions that afflict us. And just by chanting Krishna's holy names and glorifying Krishna, the Giriraj had created this whole, such a sweetness that everyone was swept away. And I experienced that for the entirety of that retreat. And that's what my inspiration is, that we want to have a center, our own center, that can be peaceful and organized and not overly built, and the facilities very reasonable, so that the devotees from all over the world, and including India itself, far and wide and near and close, can come and hear and chant and get mercy from Guruji Govardhan. That's Maharaj and I and Vrindavan Vinod, and there's other devotees, Yamunacharya and Sri Radharaman and Pratik and Jagatarini, Mataji, who have all hold this as our deepest desire to offer facility for Srila Prabhupada's followers to come and get the nourishment that we so we long for, that we really need, to be in a safe place where we can just simply chant and hear about Krishna and let Giriraj create this magic bubble. So that's the concept of the Govardhan Retreat Center. And that nourishment, I'm convinced that with that nourishment, then that will so much help the devotees, their own happiness and their own experience of how sweet Vrindavan is, will so much help them in the preaching. And just by their association, other people will naturally wish to taste that sweetness which they have experienced. And it's finally moving. The last 2 years we've been having legal problems, and that just was removed. And now we have from the point of view of even the ashrams that are nearby, it's such a nice size ashram, almost 5 acres. And to have that much land so close to Giriraj Govardhan is such a gift. Yeah, well, I'll let you speak of that in a moment. I just want to talk about that land. And then that it's such a gift because many of us remember what Krishna Balaram Mandir was like 30, 40 years ago. And now it's so crowded. There actually used to be Raman Reti's sand around Krishna Balaram in Raman Reti. You could actually see sand and peacocks. There were peacocks continuously sounding. And the early morning sounded like a symphony of birds and peacocks. But now it's all gone. So we've been, somehow or another, by Giriraj's mercy, we've been given this gift. And many kind devotees have contributed to that, of 5 acres that we can place there and put our claim down for hearing and chanting about Krishna in a protected place. And then speak about the special gift that came just now.
And just a few, maybe hardly 1.5 weeks ago, Vrindavan Vinod spoke that he had been in contact with the officer of the forest, a very nice man actually. That is a position which he holds since 20 years because it entails service and you don't get bribes and so on, so no one wants it. But he is a very responsible officer of taking care that the forest is replanted, and at places where the forest is there, that the forest is maintained. This officer came to Vrindavan Vinod, our man at the actual building site, and said, please, I want to offer you this land directly at the site of Giriraj for you to take care of. This is the land where we all sat when we did the Kirtan day. I think you do remember that land, isn't it? It's a beautiful forested land, and we can do anything which we wish in terms of building up the forest, but it should remain a forest. There will be no buildings and no
Not tents, clean and green.
Yeah, it will be clean and green. And it will be idyllic, really, so that devotees can come and sit directly before Giriraj in the forest and chant. And we really feel now the Govardhan Retreat Center is complete with the buildings and accommodations and kitchen facilities and bathing facilities, sleeping facilities on one side, and the very, very idyllic atmosphere for bhajan, for chanting, reading, and so on the other side.
Usually when you build a building, you one of the last things you do when it's completed is you make the place for the deity. But here we have our deity installed already before we're...
Since thousands of years. Ancient, Puranic Mandir.
So, and we have enough donations to complete the... Not complete, but to bring the... quite a big building, the sort of the guest house building, up to the same level of completion, which is basically the structure, as the three smaller buildings that were already standing. So to put up the framework, and when you come next year, that plus Krishna willing, more will be even there for you to see, and then and one day, before too long, we hope to be able to hold our retreats there. I think that will be also easy on Prasanta Mataji. It'll be easier and the other devotees who so much love the Govardhan retreats. So and Vrindavan Vinod will show us. He has the master plan, so to speak. You can, after we're finished with the program, you can come up and see it more clearly, but it's quite a excuse me.
You
explain it.
Hare Krishna. First Maharaj, this forest officer didn't come to us. We approached him. Actually, it was our idea that if we can make it more green. But the office, of course, if you remember last year, we sit under that same area, and. The idea was from both of you side. So we just did it in that way. Yeah. And this was really like, you know, it took a lot of time to convince him, because it was not only one person, it's a full chain of the government officers. So, but finally he... And the good thing is that he signed on that same day when we all were there. So it's not only, I think, our contribution, it's all of your presence and the purity was there that... He came over there when we were doing the kirtan and he signed on the document. So it was all of your presence and the purity. Okay, and this is our master plan now. As Prabhuji just said that 2 years back when we started the project, we were having some legal issue there. And last year, I remember this thing, if those who were there in the last retreat, I stand here and I committed that thing that by the time of next retreat, we will try to sort it out and we will come up with you with a complete clean up things. So it was a deadline kind of thing. And this really the day was like, you know, the retreats were coming and the Kartik came. Everything was like day by day it was coming and this was not solving. This was really like, you know, I think we sorted out on 23rd of October. 23rd of October, you know, mid of the Kartik. So it was really like, you know, pain to us that how we sorted. And I was really thinking that I stand here and I said, by the next retreat it will be sorted out. But it was not. And it was really like, you know, tough something. Because when you stand in India, especially in the legal matters, it's not so easy. And when you stand in Uttar Pradesh, it's more difficult. And when you stand in Govardhan, it's really, really difficult. And it's now adding to this thing, it's really next to impossible when you are fighting with a person who is the lawyer in that same court. Now you can understand, you know, because we were there just for in a month for hardly 2 hours and he was there 24 hours, seated there influencing all the major magistrates and the other lawyers and everything, all the official systems. So to fight with someone, this kind of personality was really not so easy. So, but by the mercy of Giri Govardhan and all of you Vaishnavas, it happened. And... this is now, so the thing which was stopped was this building, because that legal issue affected this building at that time, which is a major one. So till now what we have done is that this one building, which is a kind of teacher's quarters or dormitories are there, and then the kitchen block with the prasadam hall. The other day you were there, so you saw that grass area, that was up majorly prasadam hall, will be kind of half open and half shed, like same like Krishna Balaram temple. And seminar halls and the reception building has been half completed, and next half will be completed in next 3 to 4 months, because we are going to submit our completion plans. So as soon as we will get some approvals from the completions, we will just start the next portion also. Beside this, now this retreat center is starting this L-shaped building, which you are seeing, which is a major building for the participants. Like all this, we are just providing accommodation in this site. So we have already started with the basement, which will be used as a dormitory. So then more devotees can stay. And plus it will go basement, ground, first and second. So we'll not go more higher than the Giriraj. So we have a limit of something 7.5 meters. So we will not go much. So it's like this thing. There are some more in buildings, but that's after the completion. So that will be in the future. Like that's not right now. It's happening. Right? So this the other small buildings which are there, we are not counting that in your master plan right now. Yeah. Like this. These two. You're just leaving it. Yeah, that's the second. That's what I'm saying. So that's not coming in the phase one. Right now, the phase is this one. It's going on. And this area which you are seeing, that land, we recently purchased a new piece of land, which we were just talking, 23rd of October, we registered that land. So that's in this side, which is not in this master plan, but right now. But that's completely this side. And that's a really beautiful square piece of this. So we have not any plan with that. And beside this, it's okay. Thank you. Beside this, now recently, just down the Govardhan Hill, the other day where we were seated and we chanted over there, we did our kirtan. That land, that area, maybe you can say that government is proposing us a quite big area, but we have our own some limitations which are needed to be like even completed yet even. We are nothing. We have just done nothing in that way yet. So we are just taking, I think, 400 to 500 meter. Is that okay? Right. So 400 to 500 meter we are thinking to take in a lengthwise, not in a complete plot like 500 meter, but in a lengthwise 500 meter. Yeah, in front of just Giriraj. Where we were seated, it will start from there and we'll come towards Giriraj. Well, these officers are very kind. They are saying you take till Jatipura, like that makes something 1.5 to 2 kilometers of area. I don't think we can afford that much. So we are starting with small. And of course, I can't say you'd like, you know, right now, okay, with that we will just flourish it in 2 months or 3 months, because it will take time. The government is, this officer, that the day I signed, he's every day calling me. So when you are starting, you know, So we have to come up with that idea. We have to sit down and we have to see, because the first thing is to do the fencing of the land. So then it will be our area that we can write over there that this portion is being taken care by. Is gone. So that has to be done, the fencing, and then there's so many things. We have to make it very green, because the condition is, as Prabhuji said, green and clean. It is the majorly thing, because I think the government officer on this condition, they get agree, they want to give it as a kind of role model to others, because there are around the Giri Govardhan, you will see so many trusts are working, but nobody is doing in that way. So they want to just present it as a role model, so then others will take care, because forest department doesn't have that much money that they can flourish it in that way. So now they are start taking this help of others, like trusts or, like, you know, if we can do help in that way. And if you permit, I think I would request you, if you want to come up with some ideas, like, you know, without support nothing happen. And we need a really lot of support. So I don't say you support. Support doesn't mean only money. Please mind it. I'm not saying support is only money. Your 1 minute stand over there is a support. Your one idea is a support. Your $1 is a support. And your one life is a support. So whatever you feel as per your capabilities or your capacity, please contribute your supports to us. Because we are really, we have to flourish that area. And of course, we have this Govardhan Retreat Center also, which we just showed you, to do a lot over there is also pending. So if you feel that you can contribute with your capacity, whatever you feel, even an idea is good. Like right now with me, this Prabhu is here from Turkey. Yesterday, there was a friend of you. Okay, he has flown. So he was an architect of. He's a professor of architecture. So we were just discussing there, and he gave really some good outputs and some ideas, and that was his help. And he gave me his card, and he said, whenever you need some help, you please mail me. And this Prabhu is also architect. He's also so same way. I'm saying I'm not asking only money, or. But your 1 minute is very valuable. You come and you show us because, you know, it's not so easy to stand over there. Sometimes uninvited troubles come like anything. So if, you know, it's a kind of help to, like brothers to brothers help. So if you can come and you can stand with us over there, you can give your idea or whatever you feel you can do, please, you all are welcome. It's a one line in JSA in America. It's basically they use it for the government. But we are using because Burijan Pu, I remember 2 years back, he said he dedicated this project. He said that this project is dedicated to the followers of Srila Prabhupada. It's not like, you know, and who are the followers? I was thinking, like, at that time, I was thinking, man, 1.5 decade I spent and nothing was dedicated to me. So at least one project came to me. You know, I'm the follower of Srila Prabhupada. I'm trying. So we all are followers of Srila Prabhupada. So it's your project. It's how you say that. That's what I was just adding this. Of the devotees, by the devotees, for the devotees. Mm-hmm. So please, if you can come and you can help us on this thing, and just visit over there at least to see and encourage us that what we are doing is right thing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
And Vrindavan Vinod has really dedicated himself fully, and he's had to fight so much and deal with such complicated local issues, and we, of course, I don't want to thank him because that would be external. You don't thank family members, but without him we couldn't be doing it. And just before we go into the final concluding words, because Vrindavan Vinod did mention the word money, I have to admit that. But then, see, Satchinanda Maharaj and myself, we're not, how do you say it, like big collectors, and neither of us quite want to get into the mentality of big collecting, but yet it does take money to build such a project. So if any of you have any abilities to help or know people have the abilities to help, it will save us anxiety and we'll be very appreciative. Thank you.
Krishna. On that last note which you said, Burijan Prabhu, I want to share my experience in trying to raise awareness and so that devotees give Lakshmi. When I first came to Vrindavan, and I remember it was the first or second Govardhan Parikrama, I saw these piles of stones piled up. It's very visible at this Puchery area. Have you seen? You go and before you turn and the other way around, you come to an area where many devotees have built piles of stones. So it looked so Buddhistic, and I asked my Vrindavan guide, what is this? And he said, well, devotees are piling up these stones and in this way they want to show Giriraj, I want to live in the eternal Vrindavan. Please grant me residence here. So it's a little bit like their house which they built in the spiritual sky. I thought, what a wonderful idea, and also made a pile of stones. Later, many years later, I thought, well, the idea is wonderful, and now is a very, very concrete opportunity there. We can not just build a pile of stone, which is an abstract representation of a residence in the spiritual world. We can actually build a retreat center with stones, lawns, kitchen, bathrooms, good soft bed. I mean, normal soft beds, no extra soft, but you know, normal accommodations. And I really think this will please the Lord to consider our case, because we do some service with our Lakshmi, our money, because that is necessary in order to build such a place. And maybe in this way he will grant us a residence in the spiritual world, seeing how sincere we are. So I request you really to contribute to the bricks and the other stones, these white stones, which are isolate. It's good, it isolates so that there is it's not so hot inside. Please do think about what you can do, or whom you can inspire. Maybe the president of your country, or I mean, you can inspire surely someone. I'm just saying something out of my mind.